It's a playing in person Tuesday morning. LeBron Street is with us. Good morning, LeBron.
Yes, good morning, Rob, and all the listeners.
LeBron, yes. Here it is, believe it or not, mid-January. But Mayo Park is open for business, as you've always said. Y'all open from January 1st to December 31st.
Yes, Rob, that is correct. So, you know, as long as Mother Nature don't come in and shut us down as far as, like, water freezing or any other whatnot, trees down, whatever the case may be, Rob, we are open. We have had a few campers to come out. I had three campers rented this past weekend, so we're open all times of year, Rob. We're also taking reservations for this upcoming year, and anybody that knows Mayo, I keep saying this, it's important now to go ahead and make your reservations for this upcoming year. It's not like it used to be. We were full every weekend this past summer. When I'm saying, like, just say Memorial Day through just about Halloween, we were full. So it's very important that you go ahead and give us a call and make your reservations for the upcoming year. If you want to go ahead and make your paddleboard reservations, kayak reservation, whatever the case may be, it's important to go ahead and do it now. Give us a call at 597-7806.
So no need to delay and wait. Make your reservations. A lot of people book them as much as 2 years ahead of time, and you can do the very same. Camping spots at Mayo Park is in high demand, but they also have cabins available for rent. Now, LeBron, the cabins are heated and air-conditioned, correct?
That is correct, Rob. We do have five cabins. Three of the cabins, we call them our small cabins. It has a full-size bed in there and two sets of bunks. And as Rob stated, they are heated and air-conditioned. And the other two are what we call our large cabins. Basically, you know, one open room or like a military barrack four sets of bunks in there and one little single bed. So come on out and enjoy the cabins. That's a hit last year, Rob. We had at least four different instances that I can think of right now, four different families to come out and they'll get all five cabins. And, you know, they would just take it up and kind of like a big old family reunion, or they just have all the cabin area. It's a very nice thing to do. As always, just give us a call. But the main thing is make your reservations ASAP, because the disappointment, I tell so many people last year, we're full or we just don't have no room for you, because we legitimately was full. But again, just give us a call. Talk to us. Come see us. We like company this time of year at 597-7806.
Something else we'll make mention of, the cabins do not have restrooms, but they are close by the restroom facilities. You will find modern bathroom facilities with showers at Mayo Park, playground equipment, horseshoe pits, disc golf, a nature trail. And as LeBron mentioned a little while ago, they have canoes, kayaks, and paddle boards available for rent. But you must RSVP ASAP. 1013 Neal Store Road is the physical address for the Education and Environment Building right there at Mayo Park. That is where the office is located. That building is available for rent for parties, class reunions, whatever it may be, bridal receptions, or maybe baby showers. They have the amphitheater available for rent for a wedding, a music show, or whatever it may be. Just stop in and see them right there at Mayo Park, 1013 Neal Store Road in Roxborough, 336-597-7806. It's a Playing in Person Tuesday morning. LeBron Street is our guest in the studio. Playing in Person is a program that is geared and driven to keep the listening audience abreast of things to do and things that are going on with the Parks and Rec Department of Roxborough and Person County. Now, we talked a little bit about Mayo last break. A couple other things we want to add in. A couple of events coming up in the very near future. The bass fishing tournament and the polar plunge, freezing for a reason. Tell us more about those events, LeBron.
Yes, as Rob stated, our first bass tournament is coming up soon in a couple of weeks, about a good four Saturdays away from now. We do have our bass tournament scheduled for once a month, February through June. But our very first one is February the 10th. That's our first bass tournament of the year. It will be February the 10th. So come on out and support our bass tournament. I always say, if you can't make the tournament, come out to the weigh-in and just watch the intensity on these guys' eyes, or just watch the weigh-in. February is a cold month or whatever, but the guys, they really enjoy to come out there. But again, February the 10th is our first bass tournament of the year. Then we will have one in March, April, May, and June. So give us a call at 597-7806 for more information on our bass tournaments or to get signed up for it. Also, as Rob stated, this weekend we will have our Polar Plunge at Mayo, January the 20th. You know, as we say, it's go freezing for a reason. And Rob, you know, it's going to definitely be cold Saturday. I was looking just yesterday, and the high is going to be 32 on Saturday. So it's definitely going to be a cold reason. They're definitely going to be freezing out there. But it is an event that's open. It's $20 to enter the event. But just know you're doing it. You're just not doing it just for the heck of it. You're doing it, and, you know, you're giving back all the proceeds that we get. We'll go 100% to the Special Olympics here in Person County. Again, it's $20 a person. If you want to do it, just come on out, give us a call and sign up for it, or give us a call and sign up for it is the main thing. Or you can, if you don't want to do it yourself, you can sponsor somebody to do it. Again, it's $20 a person. So it's, like I said, all proceeds will go to Special Olympics here in the county. Give us a call at 597-1755 for more information.
Yeah, I just looked at the National Weather mm-hmm. Service report. Mm-hmm. It's supposed to be down to 16
right.
Saturday morning, and the highs about 30 degrees on Saturday. So yeah. Then that Mayo, it will be definitely yes. A polar plunge, to say the least. Now, LeBron, yes. Will this take place right there at the boat dock yes. Or at the fishing piers?
Rob, I do believe it's going to be at the boat dock at Mayo, and I could be wrong, but I do believe it's going to be at the boat dock, and we don't like people jumping off our fishing pier. The main thing is we're having it. If you're not interested in doing it, just come out and support it more than anything. Come out and watch it, for this is our first event doing it. So I think it's going to be a huge success. If you come out there to watch it, however they may be, please come out there and bundle up. But again, we do have our Go Freezing for a Reason, our Polar Plunge this Saturday, January the 20th at Mayo. Please give us a call at 597-1755 to sign up for it or get more information about it.
Now, LeBron, again, what time is the Polar Plunge taking place?
Rob, I'm not sure right off the top of my head because I don't have it in my notes what time it starts.
Okay.
That's why I said just give us a call if you want more
okay.
information for it.
Okay.
Give us a call at 597-1755, and I can get you the information. I just don't really know off the top of my head, but needless, it is this Saturday. So come out and support it, or get somebody to sign up for it if you want to see somebody do it, if you want to sponsor somebody. You're killing two or three birds in one stone. You're getting to watch your friends go out there and do it, or yourself do it, but you're also giving back to a good cause, which is the Person County Special Olympics.
Well, that will be something to see, to say the least. So get out and show your support and have a fun time. We're going to take a break from Playing in Person right now for our local news report, but when we come back, we'll be talking about pickleball, baseball signups, and some of the trips that are being sponsored by the Parks and Rec Department. It's a Playing in Person Tuesday morning. LeBron Street is with us. Now, LeBron, I know you mentioned something about pickleball, baseball side, and some trips.
Definitely, Rob. So we coming scheduled to happen until the end of February up. So just mark your calendars for that. Just be listening out to it, but just, you know, putting it out. Coaches must fill out the application to coach this year. Just simply come by Hook Sansbury main office to pick up the coach's application or whatever needs, just make sure you have everything. 4 and 12, please go ahead and get signed up for the upcoming spring ball season. You only have to February 4th, so it's a good 2 weeks away to get signed up for it. Just give us a call for it for the upcoming Little League season.
Now, LeBron, what kind
of 20th, that's 6 days and five nights. While you're on the trip, you have guided tours to Memphis, a mission to the Sun Studio, Memphis
Rock and Roll Museum, the Slave Heaven Underground Museum.
I know a lot of it yourself. It's going to be hard to get it for that many nights for $870. However, just give us a call at 597-1755 to sign up for it, to get more information on it. But we need so many people to sign up so we can be able to sponsor this trip. But give us a call, and we'd be more than happy to tell you more about it.
Get out of now. Also, if you're at Mayo Park, and 336-597-7806 for more. It is a fundraiser for
a great day.